Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning, second to last day of 2024. So you better start putting into effect those New Year's resolutions you made for 2024. You've got 2 days left to get them in place. So if one of your New Year's resolutions for 2024 was to stop procrastinating and you're just starting that now, well, you already failed. But what else are you planning for 2025? As I've said before, I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy, but if you are, I'd be interested in hearing what yours are. You can either call in 508-996-0500, or you can send an app chat message on the WBSM app, text it into us there, or you can record a voicemail on the WBSM app on the open line feature and send that over. Also, we can talk about the passing of Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, at 100 years old. A man who I think everybody would universally agree was a much better former president than he was a president. Jimmy Carter also had a UFO sighting. We can get into that a little bit as well. Something I talk about in my presidential paranormal presentation. We can talk about the passing of Ruth the Elephant, 66 years old, beloved by people of New Bedford for generations. And, now Emily is the sole elephant at the Buttonwood Park Zoo as the rain is pouring down outside the WBSM studio. We can talk about all of that. An update to a story that we brought to you last week. There has been an arrest of the Grinch. Well, not the Grinch himself, but the alleged thief that was wearing Grinch pajamas in their surveillance footage. So he was wanted by Stoughton police for reportedly using a stolen debit card. He was arrested in West Bridgewater early Sunday morning after they found him driving a stolen car. Elvis Andre, 32, of Brockton, was wanted on charges of larceny, improper use of a credit card, receiving a stolen motor vehicle, breaking and entering, and malicious destruction of property after an ongoing police investigation linked him to several reported incidents. This comes from WCVB. So it was just after 2 a.m. when a West Bridgewater police officer was on patrol in the center of town and he ran the plate of a vehicle stopped at a red light and the query returned that the license plate was stolen. So I guess he originally refused to give his name to police. And they searched the vehicle. They found a screwdriver and several items and paperwork in the vehicle with various people's names, including passports, debit and credit cards, and IDs. And so apparently he'd been breaking into other motor vehicles. And what's interesting is it appears in the video when he was, wearing the Grinch pajamas that he had dreadlocks and then he cut his hair. By the time the West Bridgewater police got him. So he was trying to actively avoid capture, I would guess. So 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you? We it's been a while since we talked.
I know, long time. But I wanted to say, I went down to New Bedford, right? Like downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is beautiful that they're restoring all the buildings and all that.
I'm sensing a butt, though. Is there a butt coming?
No butt. Because I haven't gone down there since I was a little kid, other than the courthouse, you know what I mean? Well, most kids go there once in a while. So, but no, I think the New Bedford courthouse, well, not the courthouse, but they should demolish that and give us a good building.
Well, that's supposedly coming in the next, 20 years or so.
Yeah, and the Washington Street Bridge will be built, too.
That is true, yeah. So it's really been that long since you'd been downtown?
Oh, because I'm a Dartmouth boy, you know what I mean? And we don't go down there. I went down to the bus station. It was an eye-opener of how much homeless people are down there. And it's a shame. Because I don't see why you can't give people jobs.
I don't know. There's jobs for people that want them, but I just don't know if these people want them.
I know somebody very close to me that wants a job, and she can't go. And she's tried everywhere, but it comes up to a Corey check. What do they want people to do? But anyway, I didn't call about that. I just call. I think downtown New Bedford is getting better and better.
Well, I will put you down as one of the folks that is happy to see the progress that's been made down there.
And I don't like the painting the white. They should get it back to the right way, but like they're painting a lot of the brick white.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see some changes down there. I think you're going to see a lot of people going for a more historic look as they're building these new apartment buildings that'll have more of a historic feel to them. I think you'll see a lot of people going back to the historic look.
And they're building apartment buildings, but where are you going to put the homeless? Well, because if you look at the price, like one set of milk, mm-hmm. My boss used to have a shop there, and them apartment buildings are going for like $1,500 to $2,000 a month. And when it rains, the bottom of 18 floods, and it smells like sewage. So they got to go with the infrastructure first to fix that water problem. But, hey, that's me. I'm a chronic complainer.
That's all right, though. Chronic complainers are what makes talk radio. It's the lifeblood of talk radio, so we appreciate it.
That's all right. How come nobody's calling?
It's kind of a holiday week. It's a slow week for phone calls.
Right.
You want to see me get a whole bunch of phone calls? Here's how I do it. Donald Trump is a moron. Watch, the phones are going to light up now. The phone lines are going to light up.
Hey, they're going to put a bomb under your car.
No.
Jeez. Hey, you'll go to a donut store, you'll have raisin in your raisin bread.
All right, you have a good day.
You too, my friend.
All right, that's one way you can get people to call in, is for sure. And last time I made a criticism of Donald Trump, I was surprised that all the phone calls that lit up were people that were supporting me instead of chastising me. But I will say this: I was glad that Donald Trump was asking for this stay on the ban on TikTok, because right now, that is, believe it or not, a major revenue source for a lot of Americans. There are a lot of people who are dependent on their TikTok account for their financial security. And for those who are not influencers and those who are not people who understand social media, you're like, well, how does somebody make a living off of that? But it's true. And you really shouldn't put all your eggs in that basket, but I would feel like this is a shutdown of something that is people's choice as to whether or not they sign up for it. It's people's choice whether or not they want to put their information into this app or allow this app to have the information that's on their phone. This is not a matter of you know, an infiltration on the part of the bad actors that are worried about getting this information. In this particular case, the Chinese government. This is a willing decision on the part of the American citizens that have downloaded it. And I've said in the past, and I'll say it again, I'd be perfectly fine if the law that was passed was, you know, you have to have a disclaimer when somebody goes to download the app that warns them that you can't guarantee that their information isn't falling into the hands of the Chinese government. You can also put in it that, you know, you could. I would also be for it to say I would like wouldn't mind seeing a pop-up screen every time I went to use the app that warned people of that. Be careful what you sign up for or what you put your information in this app, because we don't know who is getting that information. I would understand that more than I would understand telling Americans you no longer have the freedom to download something that everybody else in the world can have because of a concern, not even a proven link, but a concern that your information is going to the Chinese government. So I don't think you should be upending people's livelihoods based on that. But then again, we've seen the government step in and, you know, here in Massachusetts, ban menthol cigarettes. We've seen many communities ban nip bottle sales. Things that should be, you know, your choice. And I'm for the menthol cigarette ban. I guess I've probably changed my mind a little bit on it since the nip bottle ban came into play. And I was like, well, no, people should have the, you know, it's not, you don't punish the people that buy them responsibly for the people that use them irresponsibly and throw them on the ground and cause problems with them. And I guess you could say the same thing for the menthol cigarettes. So maybe I have to change my stance on that. But you can't, there's other solutions here besides just removing the app. And they don't really want to remove the app anyway. They want to force the sale. That's what it's about. They don't want it to go away. They want to force the sale. And I know what it's going to turn into. It's going to turn into Elon Musk steps in and buys it and then ruins it like he did with Twitter. But they're holding strong and saying they don't want to sell. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Another absolutely great show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome for the show this weekend. It was a pleasure having you, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Oh, it was amazing, and what a great venue. I can see why, you know, you're a member there and why you support all the shows that happen there.
Oh, yeah. No, the sound, the venue, just the whole thing put together really makes for a great night, a great event. The people that run it are really great hosts. So for New Year's, I'm going to be spending time at home eating some filet mignon from the Dartmouth Butcher Shop.
Nice.
And a quick story as to the zoo. So I kind of like what Mary's saying. I like what you guys are saying. So we had the family pass and we went to the zoo. So we start going through the zoo and, you know, I was impressed by how, you know, they were working with the animals. They were cleaning up and everything was going great. And then I came around the corner where the eagles are. When I got to that point and I saw the eagles in there, I quickly had some serious issues. And I went to find the highest person of the curator or whoever runs the zoo. And I brought this to their attention, and they answered me very well. Come to find out, the two eagles that they have, one of them is blind in one eye, and the other eagle has a totally damaged wing. So they proceeded to tell me that these animals would not be able to survive out in the wild, and they have a lot of animals that they take care of at the zoo. So at that point, I became relieved about the eagles. So other than that, I think it's a great place to go. But again, I do understand what Mary's saying. It's a fine line, you know?
Yeah, and I think that there is a history of a lot of zoos in the past. You know, people had concerns because a lot of zoos have been found not to be taking care of the animals. But that's not the case with Buttonwood.
No. These people, I mean, you can see their care and concern. Like I said, it's a fine line. Does an elephant belong in New Bedford? Like I said, I understand what Mary's saying. I understand what you're saying because it was born in captivity. It's a fine line. It's one of those things. But they do take care of the animals here under the conditions. You know, it's a nice family place to go.
It is. And I think, you know, they do the best that they can. And I think going forward, you'll see changes in the zoo to a more of the type of animals that you would see in New England. I think that's the direction they're going in.
No, you can see. I mean, we have family the passes to go in there. And when you see the people working with the animals, I mean, you know, you can tell there's a lot of love and affection. Those people aren't just there to show up for their break. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, again, a great, great show. Great weekend. Thank you for coming. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And have yourself a great rest of the day and happy new year to you all.
Thank you again to you as well.
Thank you.
And we'll take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. If you missed me mentioning it before, that caller, Brian, he had taken me to see the Eagles tribute band, Another Tequila Sunrise, at the Spire Center in Plymouth. And what a great venue. That was my first time going there. I'd seen photos of it before, but I'd never actually been in there. It's a fantastic place to go see a show. And I was already talking with Stephanie Burke about an idea that we have for a show that we're going to try to pitch to that location. So stay tuned. 2025 might be an interesting year for kind of shaking things up a little bit instead of just going out and doing the ghost hunting events, which I'll still do, but trying to do some other stuff as well for the people that like the stuff but don't actually want to be in the middle of it. You know, some people like to hear the stories. They don't like to actually go and become the story. So we're working on some things for that. And also, as you know, I've got an interest in history just as much as I do in the actual paranormal side of things. So we're working on focusing some more on that side of things as well. 508-996-0500. So one thing that I want to bring up here, and it's been a conversation that's been happening. I think it's been talked about on Chris's show, but certainly they were talking about it on WCVB's On the Record yesterday. And that is the idea that Charlie Baker may be running for Ed Markey's seat. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. We got some more phone calls coming in. Let me go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Amanda.
I know.
I just wanted to touch a bit on the TikTok ban you were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So from the perspective of someone who has had a following and made money off of it, I don't put all my eggs in one basket or anything, but it also, there's small businesses on the app that is able to spread the word of their small business, and that's how they've dug themselves out of poverty.
Right.
So it's not just people dancing on there. It's a place for community. It's a place to spread the word of injustices. So I just wanted to add that there.
And so, you know, if it went away, you know, this is not what you depend on a full-time basis, but you know, you've also built something that is a community unto yourself, people that follow your work and that are going to want to, you know, see more of what it is that you do. And I'm sure that that's a big motivator to keep you going too, to just know that there's an audience for what it is that you do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Call in more often.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Bye. Bye. All right. And now let's take another call here before we have to go to the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, could I have a few seconds of a second call?
You can.
Okay, I was listening to that call about the man who was talking about the elephants, and I appreciate what he said. But he was mistaken about Ruth and Emily being born in captivity. Ruth was born in 1960. She was captured and exploited for entertainment. She was forced to perform circus tricks. She was forced to ride in painful and disfiguring ways, and she was rented out for parades. Emily was taken from Thailand when she was a toddler at age 3. She spent her first year of life at the Southwick Zoo before being sold to the city of New Bedford in 1968. That's all I call to say, because they're not all born in captivity, and Ruth and Emily certainly were not.
All right.
Just wanted to prove my point. Have a great day. Thank you for the second call.
All right. Have a good day. And we will take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
I threw a fractal on a breaking wall. I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we trip.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, and we've got the rain coming down. It's pouring down. It's literally pouring down, so keep that in mind if you're heading out the door. It is a downpour, and we will take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. Again, no local news with Phil today. He is still out, but he'll be back tomorrow, and he'll be rested and hopefully feeling better and ready to bring you all of the local news. But I did mention before the break that Charlie Baker could be considering a return to Masters of Politics. WCVB has the story. They talked to some folks who think that it is possible. I mean, the guy's making $3 million a year right now with the NCAA. But also, you know, it's in his blood. So I could see him wanting to come back, and he could be the guy that could challenge Ed Markey. Ed Markey said that he plans on running again. And so he could be one of the folks that is able to actually successfully challenge him. Also, I heard on America in the Morning this morning that Scott Brown is mulling a run for U.S. Congress in New Hampshire. So imagine that. You could have Charlie Baker and Scott Brown joining Congress together. But we'll see what happens. 508-996-0500. We can talk more, too, about, as I mentioned, last night I was amongst the final people to ever investigate the Oliver Estate in Middleborough. I was the last person to sign the guest book, and we all walked out at the end and said our goodbyes. Don't know what's going to happen with it. The town is going to put out a request for proposals for whoever wants to lease it out and do what they want with it, but it's probably not going to be somebody who wants paranormal investigation to happen there, but who knows, maybe. But it's probably going to become like a doctor's office or a lawyer's office or something, and that's going to be a shame, especially considering that it was the paranormal field that rebuilt that from a dilapidated structure that was ready to get torn down to being a place that now they can have somebody move into. And it still needs more work, no doubt. But just how much people have raised the money to bring that back from what it was to what it is now, and to have the rug pulled out from under them like this is a shame. So I want answers. I want to know why, who came up with this plan, why they feel this is a more viable thing than what's been ongoing there. And then what happens when they don't get any proposals? What happens if nobody wants to move in there? Do they say, all right, you can go back to what you're doing, because then at least we had some income coming in? Was this the plan all along? Let the ghost hunters raise the money to refurbish it, to fix it up, and then we can make some real money off of it. I don't know. But it's heartbreaking nonetheless. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, boy?
What's going on, Lamone?
Not much. Just living and loving.
Can barely hear you.
I said, just living and loving. Was that Amanda Borden House?
Yep. Spooky New England, Amanda. Yep, that was her.
Oh, she's so nice. I like her. She was supposed to come visit me a couple years back, but she didn't get to come. And so, yeah, but so I'm in the position. Have you ever heard of Hydrocell? Have you ever had that before? You know what Hydrocell is?
I've heard of it, but tell the listeners what it is.
What happened is like back in December of, it was like the December of 2005, I just moved into my apartment and where I'm living at now. And I don't know what it was, but I got sick. I had a whole bunch of, you know, I'm a big guy, okay? But I had so much like fluid on me. And it was like, and I couldn't walk from the front, from my door to the front gate. I'd have to stop, catch my breath. And what it is, it goes into like your certain areas of your body. It packs on. It looked like I had a tetherball in my hand.
Hmm.
Up front, you know, so it's like, you know, and that was not the prettiest thing to see, you know. And it's like, so, but I was in the hospital for 15 days, and I remember when I'm in there, I was like, oh, I gotta go pee. I woke up like, oh, they put a catheter in me. I was like, oh, I'm going back to sleep. And so I lost 74 pounds in 15 days.
Wow.
And I thought it was all bad. I was like, yeah, I was like, teenage supermodel, but I was going to go. But I didn't think she was a supermodel, but I was, yeah. I thought it was all that, so, but that's how I was feeling, like, you know, I lost a lot of weight, but I was just so miserable. I was dating this girl, and she just had such bad energy to her, and it was just terrible. And that was like, it's like sad. It's like, I'm a jovial, fun-loving kind of guy. But I did enjoy her daughter. Her daughter was cool, and her and my baby daughter, they were friends and whatnot, and that was a good thing. But her mother was so, she was so nice. But the thing I liked about her, she would kind of look like, she had a crooked smile, kind of like a Drew Barrymore, kind of like, you know, it's like, just, you know how Drew Barrymore has that crooked smile?
Yeah, kind of like me?
Yeah, you go, yeah, just like you. But not like crooked, like you looking to grab somebody's purse. Not that kind of crooked. So it's like, you know, the beady eyes and that. But she was, and she used to date like Shawn Michaels years ago. And so you can imagine how that went. But that was like the worst girlfriend I ever had. And it's like, oh, she just called me like earlier this evening. And I was like, oh, she's terrible. And she said, I'd rather just shave my head, become a monk. But you know, like, you know, but I don't know. Did you see that I had sent you a couple of weeks back, I mean like 2 months ago, sent you a link for so you can watch the Sphere, the YouTube thing, the free YouTube to the concert. Did you see that?
No, I must have missed that. Yeah, they were showing the movie of the concert at the Sphere.
Yeah, I sent you a free link to it. It was free. And it was like, you know, it was like they were charging like $12, something like that for it. I was like, let me send this up to my brother. I sent that out to you, and I was like, and you never said anything about it. That's why I was like, geez.
No, I must have missed it. So let me ask you a question, Lamone, here. The one of the topics that we're having today is on zoos, because one of our elephants passed away. Do you have a zoo out there in Las Vegas?
Well, we've had a couple of zoos. There's like one zoo that we have like that. Yeah, we have one zoo like off of Rancho. But it's like, it's a nice little zoo, but it's nothing fantastic. It's not like the zoo, like how you'd see like the tigers and lions, you know, from like a Siegfried and Roy, like other places.
Right.
Or the things. They had nice zoos in places like, for instance, like the aquarium, like out here. They had some beautiful dolphins and whatnot. They had really nice things like that, but those things are all closed down right now. And it's sad because, you know, it's like that brought a lot of kids to the school, you know, like field trips and stuff like that. That was kind of fun. And it was like, I remember going with my kids in Central. I love doing that. You know, see them enjoy themselves. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's like, I think that, do you remember the last field trip you went on as a student?
A field trip that I went on?
Yeah.
I mean, we never went to a zoo, but we went to some pretty interesting places.
Yes. What's that?
Well, we did the Newport Mansions. I went to elementary school in Plymouth, so we went to Plymouth Plantation and the Mayflower quite a bit. I would think, you know, probably the weirdest or most interesting field trip that I went to would have been, We went to the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston one time, but it was a very strange field trip because they kind of just let us loose and let us walk all around Boston.
Wasn't that near the Munster Museum?
That's, I know it's near the hospitals.
Yeah, the Munster is like up there near the Smithsonian area, up that area. So I guess not that close, but close. You know, the Munster Museum, you know, all the elements and things like that, like the, they have the Elephant Man and stuff like theirs, like that. Now, they have the Munster Museum, M-U-T-T-E-R.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was... Nice. I remember the one we went to was the Gill Creek Orchard out here. I want to say like maybe sixth grade. I remember going out there and finding Smilodons. You know, Smilodons, you know, fossils and stuff. But saber-tooth tigers. And so I find things like that. They have a lot of other animals and stuff like that out there that were fossilized. And some of these things look so much fresher than being fossilized. They were like living just like oases out there, you know, like you're living in the desert. Animals come from all over. And they go there and get the grub on and drink whatever. And it's like there's a certain place you can go to. You can't go all over everywhere in the desert out here in Nevada. Find a place that you get drinking and have your family stay like that. So that's what they used to do. And it's like, that's like I told you, like off Lake Mead where they found them. Before they covered it up.
If you're caring.
Oh, that's we're getting the clue here. I got to take a break here, Lamone.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much. What are you planning for New Year's Eve?
Staying home.
I'm deciding if I'm going to go see Janet Jackson or not. Or probably maybe Bruno Mars.
I think you need to refer to her as Miss Jackson because you're nasty.
Because I am very nasty.
All what? Right. I got to hold you there. You have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, playboy. Take a light up there in the New Bedford area. God bless all of you. Keep may the good Lord smile upon you and keep your days going a little light and light.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. And we do have to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. While Joyride is a great song from Roxette, it's not a great idea on New Year's Eve, especially if you've been having too much to drink. And that's why South Coast Towing, who you know are proud sponsors of the WBSM app and everything that we do here at WBSM, that's why they are helping out the community once again with their Safe Rides Home program. So on New Year's Eve, actually early New Year's Day, they're going to provide free tows home for people that have had too much to drink. We'll have the story for you coming up later at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with all the details. But I want you to make sure that you put their phone number in your phone and have that ready to go so that if you've had too much to drink on New Year's Eve and you can't drive home safely, you can reach out to them for a safe ride home. And we'll have all those details for you later on, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow as well to make sure that you are ready and prepared. And make sure you share it with all your friends and family so that they can be safe as well. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
How's it going?
Yeah. So sad about Ruthie. And my family has a direct connection to her. Many years ago, my brother worked at the zoo as one of the assistant caretakers. And the Standard Times did a big article on him. He was on the front page, and it was followed through to a half page in the back. And I was with my brother on the weekend, and he didn't know about it. And somebody said something, and it's really affected him all weekend. He went a couple of years without going by, and when he showed up just outside of the fence, she went wild as soon as she heard his voice. And they say, you know, elephants never forget, and it was really unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
they definitely remember people, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so you're going to have a low-key New Year's Eve, huh?
That's my plan. Stay in, stay safe.
I'm probably going to go downtown, grab something to eat, see the fireworks, and head on home.
Yeah, the real problem is if you're awake, you know, if you're out on the roads after midnight. Usually before that, it's not too bad.
Yeah, and being that I lost my mom to a drunk driver and a few friends, I have a friend who was actually a driver and killed two people, so I've seen both sides of that. And thank God I've never had that issue, but you and yours have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
All right, you as well. Take care. And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
How are your holidays? Good?
So far, so good. Yeah, how about yours?
Oh, good. Yeah, it was busy. Busy, but we stayed home. Everything was here. Now, you know, I was wondering, it might sound stupid, but how are they going to, not dispose of poor Ruthie, but what do they do when the elephants die? They
I'm not exactly sure. I know that they had been talking about some of those final plans, and they were going to need to, you know, move the body either way. But I'm not sure exactly what they do with it from there.
Yeah, oh, but baby, I know I don't live far from there. We used to go all there all the time as kids and stuff like that. And I heard maybe that was that guy's brother that used to take up a walks up and down. Not Rock Hill Avenue. Well, up and down the road there. Mm-hmm. On the highway, Route 6, jeepers. Somebody used to take them for walks up and down. Everybody used to go out there and look and stuff like that. Poor thing. I hope Emily's going to be okay.
Well, I'm sure they'll give her all the attention that she needs, but they've been together a long time, so we'll see how it affects her.
All right. Well, you have a happy new year.
You as well.
Stay safe, and I'm not going anywhere either.
That's the way to do it.
I'm usually in bed by 11. No, all right, take care.
You as well. Bye. All right, and that's the thing. It's still New Year's. You know, if you go to bed at 11 and then you wake up the next day at 8 a.m., it's still New Year. You can still say Happy New Year. You don't have to stay up till midnight to do it if it's pushing it for you. And, when my son was younger, every year, I'm going to stay up till midnight. And then every year he would pass out before midnight. And then, I don't know, maybe like around 9-10 years old, then he was like, all right, I'm going to stay up and you guys are going to be the ones that fall asleep. And he was right. He'd be up and he'd be waking us up to say, it's midnight, Happy New Year, you can go to bed now. You can get off the couch and go to bed now. So, but I've, you know, as a kid, I've done all of it. I've gone to Boston and done first night. I've done it locally. I've done all that stuff. And to me, I'd rather just stay home. I'd rather just stay in, make myself some snacks. You know, I haven't used my air fryer in quite a while, so it'll get a workout with some of the snacks I'm going to make. And then I won't eat any of them because I don't have the appetite, but I'll pick at them over the next couple of days. And then maybe I'll have a couple of drinks at home, but I'll probably just end up watching TV, watching movies, or making my own Three Stooges marathon on YouTube with Three Stooges Plus. And then I'll just drift off to sleep. I actually came home Saturday, and what did I do Saturday? Friday. Friday night I came home and fell asleep in the chair. And I woke up at 4 a.m. in the chair. And I was like, well, that's probably how my New Year's Eve is going to go. Probably the same thing. But that's all right. That's how I like to welcome in the new year. I am going to try. There's one thing that I want to do, and I don't know that I can do it. But since I was able to play Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving and keep that radio tradition alive, the one radio tradition I would like to keep alive is at midnight, I would like to have U2's New Year's Day play on the radio. That was WBCN always had that as the first song of the new year every year. And I'd like to do that, but I don't know that I can, because I don't know that the syndicated programming I can overwrite it. But we'll play it. We'll play it maybe tomorrow in advance of New Year's Day. Right now, though, I'm going to take my final break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments as we're getting ready to give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now, but we'll be back in a few moments. You may be on vacation, but your days of vacation are probably running out. You got a couple of days left here, and then it'll be the new year. It'll be time to go back to work. This place will have more people around instead of right now. It's just me and Chris McCarthy here, and he's got you covered for the next 3 hours coming your way. And then after that, Bill O'Reilly. And after Bill O'Reilly, Barry Richard is back from his holiday vacation, and he'll be with you to cover a variety of things. But I want you to check out at the WBSM Facebook page. Throughout the course of this morning, we are sharing some of the stories that Barry's written over the years about former President Jimmy Carter and some of his connections to New Bedford. So you can read about that on the WBSM Facebook page. And then also, Barry has an interesting story up on WBSM.com and on the app in which he looks back at a case in which a Lakeville woman...
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.